This is Central Time. I'm J. Carlisle Larson in for Rob Ferret. Now, Star Wars fans admit it. You'd kind of like to have your own lightsaber, wouldn't you? You have that light-up energy sword that can cut and burn and melt through stuff with almost no resistance. Plus, it makes a really cool sound. There is no mistaking that sound. And our next guest is into Star Wars and one day finally said, enough is enough. I need one of these in my life. So he went and he built one, an actual working lightsaber. And guess what? He's only in high school and he just won a really impressive national award for his lightsaber. Cabrin Walker is about to begin his senior year at Madison Country Day School. He was a national gold honor winner for his lightsaber project at the NAACP's Act So student competition last month. Cabrin, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
So how cool is it that you have a lightsaber?
It is insanely cool. As a Star Wars fan, I've dreamed about it since I was a kid, and it doesn't make the cool sound. It doesn't make that infamous whooshing sound, but it does make a cool flame sound that sounds kind of like a flamethrower.
So you have this lightsaber, and not many people would say, hey, I'm going to go and I'm going to build one of these things. Can you describe the moment when you said, hey, I'm going to go for it?
I can. I was watching Return of the Jedi.
Awesome.
I can't remember why I was watching it. I just, one day I woke up and I was like, I really want to watch this movie. And it wasn't until it was the scene where Luke had started to slice and dice all of the guys on Jabba's like floating palace over the Sarlacc pit that I realized, like, I want to do that in real life. I'm going to make one. And that was about a year and a half ago. So it's been a journey, that's for sure.
Okay, so many people have seen that scene and they don't go out and they don't make a lightsaber, but you did. Can you talk us through about how to make one?
So first you need to find an ancient Jedi temple. No, I'm just kidding. I am just kidding. So the first thing I did is I researched if it had been done before. And in fact, it had. It had been done by three different people, and they each took three different approaches to it. There was Alan Pan from Sufficiently Advanced. These are all YouTube channels that you can look up. And then there was Alex Lab, and then there was The Hacksmith. And Alex Lab and The Hacksmith mainly dealt with plasma, which I'm not qualified to deal with at all. However, Alan Pan took a more chemically engineering approach where he used a mixture of acetone and methanol to basically make it so that the fuel is ignited and then evaporated in that three-foot span to make the blade. And that's the one that I decided was not only the simplest, and yes, it was expensive. However, my main goal was to make it cost less and still have the desired outcome.
Cabrin Walker is with us. He's a rising senior at Madison Country Day School. He's a national gold honor winner for his lightsaber project at the NAACP's Act So student competition, walking us through how we can make our own lightsabers. And Cabrin, I'm pretty sure that ancient Jedi temple is probably on the western side of Wisconsin. So if you want to go check it out, you might look there. Now, you took this to this competition. Can you talk about what it was like being there?
It was surreal because I never thought that I would be amongst these amazing other competitors who genuinely had amazing projects. You know, they were working with VR, cameras, sensory technology, and here I am. I made a lightsaber. And because I had worked on my project for a year and a half, everything felt really simple to me. However, it came off really complex to other people. And I feel that kind of gave me a little confidence boost because I'm like, man, I feel like an actual Jedi. You know, you describe the Force to somebody and they're like, that's impossible. And the Jedi are just like, yeah, well, we do it every day. So It was definitely surreal, and I didn't even expect to enter into the competition. This lightsaber was kind of something I made just because I thought it would be fun, and then the opportunity presented itself, and I said, why not? And that's how we got here.
Now, you described that it doesn't make the wooing, whooshing sound that many people are aware of. You said it sounds a little bit more like a flamethrower, but what does it look like when it's on?
It looks like a very thin flamethrower. I did a lot of research into what makes a flamethrower, and there's liquid flamethrowers in which they ignite the liquid, and then there's actual powder flamethrowers in which they ignite powder. And I didn't want a powder flamethrower because it's really hard to regulate the stream and all of that. However, I used somewhat of a design that I took from Allen Pan and from flamethrowers, where you just ignite the fuel, and then it gives like this really, if you've ever taken hand sanitizer and lit hand sanitizer on fire before, or taken, lighter fluid and lit lighter fluid, it's really, there's the surface of what you're igniting, and then there's the flame that comes up, and it looks like that. It looks like whichever the force neutral of gravity is, wherever you're pointing that, which is usually up towards the sky, is where the actual flame comes off of.
So this was a pretty big undertaking for you, even though in the end you said feels like it was more simple, but then you ended up winning. So this feels like a first step in engineering in many ways, much more complex than I ever did at your age. Do you see yourself continuing down this path, maybe making a hover car or something at some point?
That would be amazing. However, this is kind of more like a side thing for me. Yes, I, you know, it, yes, it's very a very complex side thing, but the main thing that I want to do is I want to go into art and design, and possibly maybe double major in engineering. But it's mainly just kind of seeing how I'm feeling in this last senior year, and if I really want to continue with this, then it's definitely something that I can do. I am definitely looking forward to making more projects.
Well, Cabrin, this has been a lot of fun, as a Star Wars fan and as a science fan. It's been super fun to talk to you today.
It's been fun being here. Thank you.
Cabrin Walker is a rising senior at Madison Country Day School. We talked with him about the lightsaber he designed and built for the NAACP's AXO student competition. He won a gold honor for his work.